Welcome back to the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, tomorrow night, the place to be is Metro, and the band on stage will be the Brooklyn / Seattle outfit, Megabog.
How could I have known? There's a person out there who means me no harm. Put your hands out as far as you want to. Keep the rocks in your life. You're free to bruise and you do. Because freedom is certainly useful. Pouring love in a musical beat.
Megabog is the band fronted by Erin Berge. Berge brings her haunting lounge, pop, jazz, shape-shifting sound to Chicago, along with the band that features different percussive instruments, clarinet, saxophone, the flute, and other musical instruments that you usually don't hear in indie rock, and it works. Megabog's album Happy Together was released last year, and it was considered one of the best of 2017, getting rave reviews from places like Pitchfork and Stereo Gum, just to name a few. Megabog will be on stage tomorrow at Metro along with the band Destroyer. But first, Erin Berge is with us tonight. Erin, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hello.
So how often do you get through Chicago? I know Chicago plays a little bit of a role in your music. I heard the reference, the Ugly Nights.
Yeah, totally.
Talk about coming to Chicago. What does it mean to you, and what are some of the memories you have playing in this town?
I go to Chicago quite a bit. I actually was staying in Chicago the past month and a half, coming off of a tour. A lot of my bandmates are from Chicago, so Matt, who plays bass, is very excited to play the Metro. That's where he went to all of his high school concerts.
So it's kind of a homecoming for you.
Yeah.
Home plays a big role. Community plays a big role in the music that you produce. The band members sometimes can vacillate. They kind of go back and forth depending on who's around, but you also use different instruments and instrumentation. You were a Seattle songwriter who's now moved to Brooklyn. Talk about how important place is with the music that you produce.
I think place isn't the most important thing. It's like the people that you're around and also the situations you put yourself in. So Seattle's really awesome. The community there, kind of open doors. You can walk to anybody's house and just come in and hang out, watch a movie. And New York is the exact opposite, where everybody's sort of afraid of being robbed. And there's a lot of, you have to schedule hangouts like very far in advance. And then you're too overwhelmed to hang out when the date finally comes. So it's pretty strange. But there's a lot of people there who do just want to keep going on an adventure and play together. They're just like sharing. No matter where you are, people are just sharing opportunities and making each other's lives better, hopefully.
It's interesting because I do think of Seattle and the music scene there, and as you mentioned, people just walking into the front door of the house and watching a movie, but
yeah.
I do think of it as more communal, but Brooklyn has become that, and so many different musicians have moved from all over the country to Brooklyn, but it's also competitive there because there's a lot, New York, it's obviously there's much more of the industry in New York City. Talk about making that transition and what has been the biggest challenge for you to go from Seattle to New York?
Well, New York has almost its own economy within any, you sort of have to choose a medium to stick with for a while because you're just like working so hard on one thing and trying to make that work and take every opportunity related to that. So like for me, it was great because I wanted to focus on Megabug and I wanted to focus on that music in particular for a while, but it's not all I want to focus on. And you do end up sort of like juxtaposing yourself against other people's situations that aren't comparable at all. And the competition, I think, is a little toxic, but it's not absolutely what you have to do there. I think a lot of people can relax a bit more and can like soak up all the city has to offer, but I am actually not going back to New York. I'm moving to California after this tour is over, and I'm really happy to take some space from it.
Is that part of it, what you just explained about New York, the reason you're moving to California, or is that just moving for other personal reasons?
It's a mixture. Yeah, I do really miss the West Coast, and I have a lot of friends that live in LA who are still working inside the music industry, but they're finding themselves more well-rounded with some space to breathe and I'm looking forward to that. And it's so close to Seattle, and it's so close to, you know, so many other places. Like, I live the Southwest.
What I love about Megabug and when the music, and I was trying to find the right words listening to the album today, is it's very patient. The music is loose, but at the same time, it's very creative. And it all, like I said at the beginning, it works. There's something about it that when you first start hearing the sounds in your voice, you're like, this is very interesting. And then as the music matures throughout a song, you feel like you're connected to it. Talk about how important patience and space and being loose is to the creativity of writing music.
That's a great question. We talk about patience and space all the time. We do, like, interdynamically and with the music. I think it's much easier to be patient with the music than it is to be with, like, your partners and your friends and stuff. But because we have that outlet, which is the band or which is whatever band we're playing in, it could be a little more intentional and have immediate results. So it is very important. We're just practicing for, like, the rest of our lives. But we have just, like, a training ground almost. And, I mean, just today we had a very long conversation. We were all kind of crying into our falafel about, like, how we want to be patient, what kind of space people need at this moment in time. And those are reoccurring words for us. I'm generally a very impatient person, so it's a huge part of the struggle.
Have you had to reteach yourself as a musician and a person when you talk about patience? So you say you're an impatient person, but you sound like a very patient musician, especially when you hear some of the great music that was on Happy Together. Is there a dichotomy between the artist and the person when it comes to patience?
Yes, I do feel like I'm retraining myself all the time. I can almost see objectively who I'd like to be and see that part of myself, like, grow and thrive, but I also have to make the space for the other part of the person who doesn't always want to be patient, who wants immediate results. And, you know, I mean, like, my feelings swing back and forth all the time of how patient I can be, how patient I want to be, but I feel like I use the band and the music in general as, like, a backbone almost to be like, well, if I can do it here, I can make it happen in every other facet, you know.
We're talking with Erin Berge. She's a Megabug, going to be at Metro tomorrow night with Destroyer, talking about her music and the album Happy Together, which came out last year and was one of the best albums of 2017. Listening to the music, and the music is so creative. When I talked about some of the instruments and percussive instruments, but also the, you know, the saxophone, clarinet, flute, other areas that you don't necessarily hear in rock music all the time. And the way that you use it is much more, I loved on the website how it said it's almost poetry with roller skates. But there's a lot in this record. And when you scale back from the actual music, you get to the words, and there's a lot of trauma, and there's a lot of lyrics in this album that are very sensitive. For you to put yourself out there and talk about your past, the things that have happened to you personally, talk about how that gels with the music that we're hearing, especially to someone who is listening to it for both.
I think music is really special. I deal with a lot of the things that I'm trying to deal with, and, you know, a lot of people use it for. But if you pair that trauma with, like, I don't know, a playful part of yourself, you can see how, like, you're an okay person and you are validated and you have lived through that and you can live through more, and there's still, like, room to goof off, and there's still room to, like, explore and feel okay about, you know, the kind of the world that will nurture you. Pairing the words with that kind of playful music is really important, and that's, like, mostly what we do.
The album, of course, out last year, you start talking about new music and, you know, as you just mentioned, talking to your band about patience and everybody coming together. Talk about the process. I mean, are you working on new music? Are we going to hear new stuff from Megabug coming up in 2018?
Yeah, I actually just finished tracking a new album we've been working on it for the past year, and it's being mixed right now. My partner, James Christian, here is mixing, who is also from Chicago. It's a really fun process. It's like a scrapbooking process where we're just collecting some information, phrases, lyrics, and music, and images for an extended amount of time, especially since we tour so much, and then decide to piece it together and create an album of work. And it truly is just like a photo album, you know, it's not like this defines us, but this is a moment in time.
Well, we look forward to it. Of course, Megabug's going to be at Metro tomorrow night with Destroyer. Erin Berge on the line with us tonight. Erin, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us about the music and your career, and we look forward to the next thing. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. It's colors, sea, and
Though he is history.